From Quality Radio Productions, it's the Upstate Radio Theater, an hour of old-time radio. I'm Jake Longwell. On today's program, two classics from the ABC radio network from the late 1940s. At a time when ABC was still a relatively young network, the evolution of what was at one time the NBC Blue Network. First up, an episode of the suspense thriller series Dark Venture. Program number 38 in the series, starring William Tracy, from November 18th, 1946. This is The Only Inhabitant.
Dark Venture, presented by Wild Root Cream Oil for the Hair. Over the minds of mortal men come many shadows. Shadows of greed and hate, jealousy and fear. Darkness is the absence of light. So in the sudden shadows which fog the minds of men and women are to be found the strange impulses which urge them into the unknown. Dark Venture. Tonight's venture in the dark features William Tracy and is brought to you by the Wild Root Company, makers of Wild Root Cream Oil for the Hair. But first, a word about a close-up that has nothing to do with the movies.
Say, man, how do you check on your appearance before you go to work in the morning? You better make a close-up look in the mirror and see if you need Wild Root Cream Oil. You know, Wild Root Cream Oil helps you make a successful impression. It keeps your hair handsomely in trim, relieves dryness, and removes loose dandruff. And there's not a drop of alcohol in Wild Root Cream Oil. What's more, it contains soothing lanolin. And just a little goes a long, long way. So get the big economy-sized bottle at your drug or toilet goods counter, and next time you visit your barber, ask him to use Wild Root Cream Oil on your hair.
And now tonight's dark venture, The Only Inhabitant.
I'm going to talk to you.
Come on,
you can drop that Chinese. They tell me you can speak English fine.
Oh, now I see who you are. Go away.
No, you don't.
Go away.
Look, they tell me you're the wise old grandpa around here. Well, look, grandpa, you're going to tell me what's wrong. You're going to tell me if I have to choke it out of you.
What is it you want to know?
Here's what I want to know. Why am I poisoned, everybody? You'd think I was one of those guys in the mouthwash ads back in the States. Even my best friends won't tell me. Old Joe said once we get to Harala, everything was going to be Jake. And I sweat my head off getting here, and you've got to tell me what's wrong.
All right. I tell you, so you leave us in peace. Come in. So you want the truth, do you?
Sure, I want the truth. Why won't this town hide me out? Why won't anybody give me a break?
To understand that, young man, you must first understand what has happened to you.
Nothing's happened to me.
You don't think so? You tell me why you came to this part of the world, then I will explain exactly what has happened to you.
Nuts to that. You're doing the talking, not me.
No, my way is the only way I can help you.
But listen, I...
It is the only way.
All right, I'll tell you. Why not? Yeah, maybe just telling it'll make me feel better. Before I got in the Army, I was a handy kid back in Ohio. That's in the States. Cleveland, Youngstown, Cincinnati. Hijacking, smuggling, stick-ups, anything for a quick buck. And though the cops never nabbed me, the draft board sure did a good job. Yeah, before I could say you can't do this to me, I'm driving a GI truck in Mykonos, China. And one day about a year ago, I was sitting in a dumpy barroom trying to swallow some wormy wine when I feel somebody standing next to me. It was a big guy in a white suit, and he was smiling.
If that wine tastes so lousy, why drink it? Here. Try some of my scotch, Eddie.
Scotch? Hey, how come you know my name? I don't know yours.
Mine's Joe Hawkins. A friend of yours who used to work with you back in Ohio told me you were stationed out here. He said look for a tough little redhead with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah?
I got a good deal for you, Eddie. There's a car outside, some civilian clothes, and a couple of fake passports. You won't mind resigning from the army, will you?
I don't get it.
They tell me you're a real tough lad. I need somebody like that for my racket.
Which is what?
Oh, dealing with the natives here in China.
Black market, huh?
I'm offering you a seat in the gravy train, Eddie. You coming along?
What happens if we get nabbed?
I got an answer for that, too. The best hideout in the whole world. You coming along?
What do you think, Joe? Joe and I worked all the cities and towns in that part of China, and we really rolled in the shekels. We made a good team. Joe could sure figure things out. And me, well, like Joe said, in his racket, he needed a real tough lad. There's the gas truck, Joe, behind those trees. Right where you told the driver to park.
Yeah, 3,000 gallons of gas. That's 10 grand in the kitty, little man. Come on.
10 grand less 1,000 for the driver.
Yeah. Hey, where is he?
Here he is in the cab. He fell asleep waiting for us.
The jerk, he could have been nabbed. Better wake him up so we can pay him off and get out of here.
Oh, wait.
Huh?
Don't you have no consideration, Joe? Don't you know it ain't polite to wake a guy from such a nice sleep? This way's better.
Gotta hand it to you. How do you do it, kid? What do you feel inside?
Help me dump him out and let's get out of here.
Yeah, 200 cartons of cigarettes, my friend, just like we promised.
Very good, very good.
That'll be $50 a carton, American dough.
$50? I beg your pardon, but I was told the price was only $35.
Come on, you pay up and stop squawking.
I pay.
$35 for 10 packs of cigarettes. What do you think this is, bargain day?
It's pretty risky, kid, working a boat like this.
What do you mean?
Smuggling these guys across. They're Jap collaborators.
The money's A1, ain't it?
Yeah, but...
Hey, what's that on the shore?
Lights. Chinese soldiers, we're in trouble.
Yeah, turn off that motor, quick!
Hey, what are we going to do?
Those Japs are all down in the hold, ain't they?
Sure.
And the hatch is locked?
Yeah, they're all locked in, you know that.
I'm a pretty good swimmer. How about you?
Okay, but...
Then give me that axe, quick, before those Chinese turn a machine gun on us.
What are you going to do? Hey, Eddie, you're going nuts. You're scuttling the boat.
We can swim to shore easy from here.
What about the guys on the hold? Drown like rats. Let's try to turn back.
What are you talking about? They've already paid for the trip. Besides, you said they were Jap collaborators, didn't you? What's the matter, Joe? Ain't you patriotic? Yeah, that's how we lived, Joe and I. But we ate good and drank good because we could pay for what we wanted. And we got a kick out of life. Just the same, I was human. And there were times when I got the shakes thinking what would happen if the MPs ever nabbed us. But Joe had an answer for that, and it was always the same.
Kid, when the going gets tough, we're going to head for a place called Harala.
Harala? What's that?
According to the maps, it's just a little native village a million miles from nowhere. But like I told you before, it's the best hideout in the whole world for guys like you and me.
Then about 3 months ago, we were in a mangy little town on the border. We found a room in a little hotel and were sleeping off a hard trunk. It must have been about 3 a.m. Oh, who's there?
Military police, open up.
Joe! Come on, through the window.
Hey, look. There's more of them down there.
Where's my gun?
Don't be nuts or cut us to pieces.
Then what do we do?
We open the door like the man says.
The next day, we were in an army transport plane with an MP guard flying back to Mitchell at a stand court marshal. The sky was cloudy and the plane was cold and I was feeling lousy. Well, why shouldn't I? Going back to what I faced. Then I felt a hand on my shoulder.
Eddie.
What do you want?
Shut up. Keep your voice down. I've been watching that guard. He had to stay awake while we were having our snooze.
So what?
Look at him. He's so tired he can hardly keep his eyes open.
Another one of your big plans
keep
coming up?
Keep your voice down and listen. We can't be more than 400 or 500 miles from Harala. There's nobody on the plane but that guard and the pilot. If we work it right, we can take over this plane.
What are you talking about?
Hey, what are you guys doing over there?
Oh, just talking to keep from falling asleep. Yeah, sure makes you drowsy flying this high.
Sure does.
Look how he's fighting it. Look how he's trying to stay awake.
So what if we did take the plane over? What a good that would do us. Who'd fly it?
Kid, I was flying these things when you were still getting a 2 a.m. feeding.
Huh? Look, the guard's just about asleep. Start edging toward him.
If he sees us, he'll blow our heads off.
Just keep edging up on him. That's it. Easy. Easy. He's awake again. Freeze. Look at his head nodding. Come on.
How we find our way to this Harala or whatever it is?
Pilot's got maps up there. Don't talk so much. Just keep crawling. Guards in dreamland.
Yeah. I grab him.
Do it quick, Eddie. Do it quick.
Was that quick enough, Joe?
Give me his gun. All right. Come on.
All right, Mr. Flyer. Set the automatic pilot and throw your hands up. You've just lost your job.
We tied the pilot up and put him in back, and Joe took over. For a couple hours, everything was okay. Then towards night, a storm came up. The sky got darker than I ever saw before. Joe started sweating, and I felt myself going to pieces inside. I tried to hide it, but I couldn't. Where are we?
Stop bothering me.
Why don't you tell me the truth? We're lost. You don't know where we are.
It's a storm. I can't see nothing. The compass is all wrong.
We're going to crack up. We're going to die, ain't we, Joe?
Hey, what's wrong with you? You're the tough guy, remember?
I don't want to die, Joe. I don't want to die.
Shut up. Hey, need the right motors conked out.
Joe, are we going to get out of this?
You ain't this way with a gun in your hand on the ground, are you, kid?
Joe, don't ride me.
Get that pilot and bring him up here. Maybe he can help us out.
Yeah, I'll get him.
And take this pistol with you. If he gets gay...
I started back for the pilot. Then I stumbled over something and banged against the side of the plane. I saw what I stumbled against. The parachutes. The parachutes! Joe, we can bail out! He couldn't hear me. Nuts to him. I fastened one of the parachutes around me. I wasn't gonna die. The plane was losing altitude all the time. I started for the emergency hatch, trying to batter it open. I had to get out of the plane. I had to get out! And I happened to look back for a second. And I saw the pilot was just sitting watching me with a smile on his face. I raised a gun. He didn't smile after that. I got the hatch open and jumped into the darkness.
I must have passed out when I hit the ground. I woke up with a storm gone and the sun shining in my face. Just lying on my back looking around at this wilderness. It made me sick inside. All alone in the middle of China, that's all I could think. I climbed to my feet. All alone. I felt myself getting panicky. I saw something that made me think I was going nuts. No! It was real! About 20 feet from me was a pitcher of water and some bread! I went over to where I saw the bread and water. Footprints in the dirt. I didn't care about eating these footprints. I got followed them. I don't know how long it took, but after a while, I was standing on a little hill. And down below, all by itself, was a hut. There didn't seem to be anybody around, but out of the chimney came a trickle of smoke. I took out my gun. I couldn't take chances. I didn't know what I'd find inside that hut. To my knock. I pushed it open and held my gun ready. I was just a little bit afraid. At first, I couldn't see anything after coming out of the sun. Then I started to make out wooden furniture and a little stove. And then I saw him.
Leave me alone.
So this is what I've been afraid of. A small, gray-haired little guy in rags sitting in the corner. And as my eyes became more accustomed to the dark, I saw that one of his arms was gone.
I told you, leave me alone.
You speak English, huh? That's good. What are you supposed to be, the old man of the mountain?
For the last time, leave me alone. Go away.
I like it here. You're the guy who gave me the bread and water?
Yes, I am.
And what? Why are you so impolite now?
I have a reason. Go and leave me alone.
And where shall I go? Chicago, St. Louis, maybe?
American airplanes fly over here every day. Go back where you were and spread your parachute. One of them will see you.
That wouldn't be so good, mister.
But I tell you, you cannot stay here.
Do you know where Harala is?
Yes, beyond the mountain.
How far?
Oh, perhaps 400 miles.
How long would it take me to get there?
Oh, about 3 months on foot, if you knew the way.
Do you know the way?
Yes,
then you're taking me.
I cannot.
You're taking me.
Young man, listen.
First, I want you to listen. I'm in trouble, bad trouble. If I'm caught, they'll kill me. You know why they're after me? Because I'm not afraid to do anything I have to do to get what I want. Nobody crosses me, nobody. The toughest guys in the world have tried it, and they didn't get away with it. I don't care what your reasons are, but if you can't take me to Harala, I'll kill you. Now, what were you going to say?
Nothing. If I told you the truth, as you say, you'd kill me, and even I am afraid to die.
Okay, that's settled then.
I'll take you to Harala.
Good.
Because you're an evil man and must be destroyed.
Yeah? And who's going to do it? A one-armed little guy like you?
Yes, me. You may have had your way with everyone else you've met, but on the road to Harala, I, the weakest man who ever crossed your path, will destroy you.
We'll return to our story as soon as Harry Wahlstrom has a word with the men.
Recently, a leading independent research organization set out to find what men from coast to coast really want when it comes to good grooming. The handsome grooming that helps bring success socially and on the job. Not just men in one city or town, but 7,578 men in 31 cities all over America were asked, what advantages do you consider most important in a hair tonic? The results show that one hair tonic, Wild Root Cream Oil, gives men exactly what they're looking for. Because Wild Root Cream Oil does all three jobs that hair tonic users voted most important. One, Wild Root Cream Oil grooms your hair neatly and naturally, never leaves it sticky or greasy. Two, Wild Root Cream Oil relieves annoying dryness. And three, it removes loose, ugly dandruff. Yes, those are the things that men want a hair tonic to do, and Wild Root Cream Oil does all three. What's more, Wild Root Cream Oil gives you other advantages, which, as our survey shows, men definitely appreciate. There's not a drop of alcohol in Wild Root Cream Oil. And it's the only leading hair tonic that contains soothing lanolin. So ask for Wild Root Cream Oil. And remember, according to a recent nationwide survey, there are three jobs that men want a hair tonic to do. And Wild Root Cream Oil does all three.
And now back to our dark venture for tonight. The only inhabitant.
During the next few days, while we got ready for the trip to Harala, I learned a little about this strange old duck who lived out here in the middle of nowhere. His name was Henry Gordon. He was an Englishman, but he'd spent the last 30 years here in China. When he said he was going to destroy me, I wanted to laugh in his face. A little runt with only one arm who didn't weigh 100 pounds. Just the same, I wasn't going to take any chances. And when we started our long hike, I kept him ahead of me all the time. And that night when we made camp, he began to understand that he wasn't dealing with any dope. How's the food coming?
It's almost ready.
How far would you say we traveled today?
Oh, perhaps 10 kilometers.
Kilometers? How come you talk so good?
I was educated at Cambridge.
Why did you become a hermit?
Here's your food.
Okay, hey, Pip. Wait a second. Don't go away.
Huh?
Sit down. You must think I'm a pretty dumb guy.
I don't understand.
I ain't forgotten you promised to destroy me. But one good way would be to poison my food.
The food is not poisoned.
Just to make sure, you eat from this plate first.
But I...
Look, when I say something, don't argue with me. You eat from this plate first.
All right. If you wish.
Yeah, I wish. And here's something else you better know, Pally. In case you figure on waiting till I fall asleep and then beating it, in case you figure that's your way to get me, you can forget about that, too. You see this belt? While we sleep, I'm tying you to me. We're going to be real close, you and I.
I see.
Yeah. I'm playing it smart, Pally. After that, he didn't try nothing. But I started having another worry. Every day we hiked a few miles farther through the wilderness. But even after a week, it didn't seem like we were getting anywhere. Then I started thinking maybe this guy was taking me around in circles. Maybe that's how he figured on destroying me. Hey, Pally.
Yes?
Stop for a minute. I want to talk to you.
Well?
How long do you figure we'll have to hike through this wild country to get to Harala?
Oh, 3 months, 10 months, who can say?
Oh! From now on, every time you give me one of them phony answers, you're going to get smacked like that. Now, how many days?
If we maintain our present rate, we should be within sight of Harala in 90 days. However, I assure you, it won't do you a bit of good now.
Still going to destroy me, huh? Okay, if it makes you happy to think so, it's no skin off my nose. But I want you to know one thing, Pally. Don't try to lead me around in circles.
You needn't worry about that.
Oh, I ain't worried. Because beginning today, I'm going to start counting days. And when I reach 90, if we ain't within sight of Harala, guess what's going to happen to you? But I guess the old guy was on the up and up. Because on the 87th day, I stopped counting.
There it is. There on the horizon. There's your Harala.
Yeah, so that's it. It don't look like much.
You'll find it's what you want. A hideaway for evil men.
Yeah, good. And what about your threat? Guess you don't make good on it after all, Pally.
I'm satisfied. And now that I've taken you this far, I'll go back to my own home.
You look pretty weak. And with that arm of yours, you think you could make it?
I think so.
I don't think you could make it in a million years, Pally. Besides, I can't really let you go back because there's just a chance that someday somebody else may come along and you tell about me. So I'm going to give you a great big break.
A what?
This. Who destroyed who, Pally? I guess I just about ran the rest of the way to Harala. But it sure wasn't nothing for a picture postcard. A stinking little town with dark wooden houses all crowded together. Oh, I didn't care about that. That'd be a hideout. Nobody'd ever find me in a million years. That's all that mattered. When I got here, it was already night. But I found a bar room quick enough. It was pretty crowded. Not with Chinese, but with white guys. Every one of them probably in the same boat as me. I went in to get a drink and maybe find out where I could get a room. Hey, bartender, you savvy American?
Sure. Why not? What's you got? Hey!
What's the matter?
Get out of here!
Huh? What are you talking about?
Get out of here right away! Get out or I'll kill you!
I never saw a guy scared like that before. Not even guys I'd knocked off. I got out of there all right. The shock of him acting like that kind of threw me. But after a while, I started figuring maybe he was drunk or something. And I started looking for someplace else. I found what looked like a little hotel. I went in. The clerk, a Chinese guy, was drowsing at the desk. Come on, wake up. I want a room. Wake up.
What?
A room. I want a room.
A room? Yes. Oh! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Hey! What's wrong?
Get out.
Stop pushing me!
Get out! Get out!
Hey! What's the matter with you? Let me in! What's wrong? That's what I ran into when I first came to Harala. And it's been like that ever since. I've been going nuts. What's wrong with this town? Why don't nobody help me? Someone told me to see you, that you're some kind of wise man. Okay, tell me what's wrong, wise man. Tell me what's wrong, or sir, help me, I'll kill you too.
I told you I would explain, and I shall. But after I have explained, My advice is that you take the gun and turn it on yourself.
What are you talking about?
This town will never shelter you, nor will any other town in all China.
But why? Why?
Because Henry Gordon was right. He did destroy you.
You're crazy. When I got what I wanted out of him, I killed him.
You killed him too late. Why do you suppose he was so crippled?
Look, I don't get it.
Why do you suppose everyone in Harala runs away from you when they see your face?
What are you talking about?
Because on your face, they see the evidence. So you made him sample your food. So you kept him by your side the entire journey. How very clever of you. Yes, the weakest man of all destroyed you, my friend. Why do you suppose Henry Gordon was the only inhabitant of that valley? Because he had what he gave you, leprosy.
Dark Venture is written by Larry Marcus and directed by Leonard Reig. Next week at the same time, the Wild Root Company, makers of Wild Root Cream Oil for the Hair, will bring you another original story from the Land of the Shadows. And now, Harry Wallstrom warns the men in our audience about smart girls.
Men, it's true. A smart girl knows that a man with sloppy-looking hair is likely to be sloppy about other things, too. So, show her how neat you are, how handsome you can look. Groom your hair with non-alcoholic Wild Root Cream Oil. As a recent nationwide survey shows, Wild Root Cream Oil does all three jobs that men consider most important. It grooms your hair naturally, it relieves annoying dryness, and it removes embarrassing loose dandruff. What's more, non-alcoholic Wild Root Cream Oil contains lanolin, the soothing oil that's so much like the oil of your own skin. No wonder 4 out of 5 users from coast to coast preferred Wild Root Cream Oil to all other hair tonics they'd tried before. You'll like Wild Root Cream Oil, too. So take Wild Root's FN test. Check your scalp. Dryness or loose dandruff tells you you need Wild Root Cream Oil right away.
Tonight's Dark Venture, William Tracy was heard as Eddie. The others in the cast were Alec Harford, Norman Field, Peter Chong, and Jack Moyles. Original music by Dean Fossler. Your narrator has been John Lake. William Tracy may soon be seen in the Hal Roach production, Here Comes Trouble.
Until next Tuesday, remember, smart girls use Wild Root Cream Oil, too, for quick, good grooming and to relieve dryness between permanents. Mothers say it's great for training children's hair.
You are listening to the Upstate Radio Theater. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the Radio Theater, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show and streaming audio of this and previous episodes on our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1802. Our final offering for the hour, again also coming from the ABC Radio Network, an episode of Philco Radio Time. This was one of many radio programs hosted by Bing Crosby throughout his long career. He hosted radio shows from the early 1930s all the way through 1962. This broadcast from January 8th, 1947, program 13 in the series, Bing's special guest, Mickey Rooney.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Mickey Rooney. And now we bring you a man who does a broadcast with a fishing rod over his shoulder and a can of worms in his hip pocket, Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, you're all wrong there, Ken. It's Huckleberry Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
You ought to know I can't do any fishing until spring, and besides, the worms are in the Philco freezer. And now let's see, what have we here? Oh, yes, got something from Walt Disney's production, Song of the South. Picture based on the famous Uncle Remus stories by Joel Chandler Harris. If Br'er Robert, Br'er Fox, Br'er Bar, and all the other creatures which comprise the vocal group for this number will only gather around, we shall sashay through zip-a-dee-doo-dah.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Zippity-doo-dah,
my, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo, zippity-doo, zippity-doo-dah,
zippity-doo-dah, zip-zip, zippity-ay.
Nice, Bing.
Like that?
Yeah, that reminds me, everything's satisfactional with that new Philco portable you gave me for Christmas. Oh. That's a marvelous set.
Sure is, Carp, but I tell you, I think the Philco people, they missed a great bet with that set.
Why, Bing, what do you mean?
Well, if they're making a portable radio, why don't they make one with legs so it can follow you around like a dog or a tout or something?
Bing, no, the Philco portable is light and compact. It's no bother to carry around.
Oh, but one with legs would be better. All you'd have to do is whistle and come running. And...
well, people are running to their Philco dealers for portables.
Oh, didn't we work that in cleverly?
We did. They don't need any of your suggestions for improvements, Bing. Why, this winter from Lake Placid to Miami and from Palm Springs to Moose Jaw, folks who want to catch their favorite programs when they're outdoors are going for this set in a big way.
You're right, Ken. I see more of them around nowadays than briefcases.
Yeah, Bing.
Really, I do.
Whether you're lolling around on the beach at Waikiki or ice skating on a pond in Michigan, you can always tune in your favorite radio show.
Oh, you've got to have a Philco portable along when you go ice skating. Great for breaking the fall.
Yes, they are.
Wouldn't be without them.
Well, you can sure take it, Bing.
Got to have it.
That new Philco portable pulls in more stations and tunes them 2 to 5 times sharper. Uses the same type tubes as the Army's walkie-talkie. And remember, it's a Philco. Famous for quality the world over.
Doing a tune now that I did for Decca a while back. This disc featured some fine guitar work by Les Paul, but Les is on the lam just now. He's touring the provinces. So we'll use Skitch Henderson in this version.
Nights are long, oh so long, on the prairie. I got to get me somebody to love. I got to find one who's kind and not contrary. One who'll ride by my side, hand in glove. I got my horse, I got a silver saddle. Oh, but there's one thing I keep thinking of. Nights are long, oh so long, on the prairie. I got to get me somebody to love. See how that moon shines so bright up above. I got to get me somebody to love.
Thank you, Skits. The Mighty Charioteers now bring us a bright spiritual thing called Good News.
Oh, well, good news.
Good news, chariots coming. Good news, chariots coming.
Sweet news.
Sweet news, chariots coming. And I don't want to be behind.
Oh, good news.
Good news, chariots coming.
Sweet news.
Sweet news, chariots coming. Chariots coming. And I don't want to be behind.
There's golden slippers in the heaven, I know.
Golden slippers in the heaven, I know.
There's golden slippers in the heaven, I know.
There's golden slippers in the heaven, I know. And I don't want to be behind.
Well, good news.
Good news, chariots coming.
Good news.
Good news, chariots
sweet
coming.
News.
Sweet news, chariots coming. And I don't want to be behind.
There's a long white robe in the heaven, I know.
Long white robe in the heaven, I know.
There's a long white robe in the heaven, I know.
There's a long white robe in the heaven, I know. And I don't want to be behind.
Oh, good news, chariots coming.
Good news, chariots coming. Good news, chariots coming. And I don't want to be behind.
There's a starry crown in the heaven, I know.
Starry crown in the heaven, I know.
There's a starry crown in the heaven, I know.
There's a starry crown in the heaven, I know. And I don't want to be behind.
Oh, well, good news.
Good news, chariots coming.
Sweet news,
chariots coming.
Good news,
good news, chariots coming. And I don't want to be behind.
Very nice, Terry. Thanks. Thank you very much. And now my limpid lids flutter as a lovely vision appears on the opposite side of this very mic. I'm quite sure it's Miss Peggy Lee.
Hi, Bing. Is that you around there?
Yeah, is that you, Peg? What are you going to sing for us?
What more can a woman do?
Oh, yes. You and Dave Barber did a nice job of writing there, Peggy, on that song. And as usual, I'm sure we can expect a lovely rendition by you as well.
Thank you. I'll do my best.
Well, I don't know what more a man could ask for than that.
If he told me that I should steal, I guess I would. The way I feel, for this is one thing I know is real. What more can a woman do? And if he told me that I should lie, I guess at least I'd have to try. 'Cause it's for him I live or die. What more can a woman do? It's just another story of Jim or Bill or Joe. But when you really love your man, you've gotta let him know. If he told me that I should leave, that's only one thing I can't conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? If he told me that I should leave, that's only one thing I can't conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? What more can a woman do?
Loved it, Peggy. Loved every measure of it. Fine, thank you. Now in my very best Western drawl and in my Levi's and with assorted cow gals and ranch hens, we'd like to sing Gal and Calico.
Met a gal in Calico down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday beau till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love? Yes, sirree. Will I win her when I win her love? Wait and see. Working with a rodeo, go from town to town. See most every kind of gal, every kind of gown. But who made my heart sing? Yippee-yi, hippee-o, my little gal in Calico.
You can have your gals dressed in silk and satin, those who drape their shape and drape their sheen. Take your city gals who go around Manhattan thinking they look swell and velveteen. When they're wrapped in sable, we're not able to imagine how they look.
I'm just a country boy, and any country boy knows a fancy cover doesn't make a fancy book.
Knows a fancy cover doesn't make a book.
I'll take my gal in Calico,
Calico,
down in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, Santa Fe.
Guess I'd better let her know that I feel this way. Is she waiting? Is she waiting? She better be. Am I hoping to be roping her? Yes, sirree. I'm gonna quit the rodeo.
Rodeo.
Gonna settle down. Buy a bolt of calico.
Calico.
Or a wedding gown. Then will I fence her in? Yippee-yi, hippee-o. My little gal in Calico.
Yippee-yi, yippee-o. Little gal Calico.
Yippee-tai-yay, tai-yay, tai-yay, tai-o.
Say, Bing, can I see you a minute?
Why, sure. Well, Mickey Rooney. Glad to see you, Mickey, but I wasn't expecting you yet.
Well, I've been standing over there waving at you for 15 minutes.
I know, but I wanted to make an announcement before you came on.
Oh, I see. You wanted to give me a build-up, huh?
Certainly.
Well, go ahead. It's never too late to say a few words about me.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present our guest for this evening.
Thank you.
A man who's made you laugh. A man who's made you cry. Men admire his manliness. Women admire his charm. One of the great entertainers of all time.
Thank you,
baby. Oh, pardon me, Mickey. I'm reading Al Jolson's introduction.
Al Jolson?
Yes.
Al Jolson?
He's our guest next week. I must have picked up the wrong script. I'm sorry, you'll forgive me, I
hope. That's okay, Bing. It's all right. It was great while it lasted.
You enjoyed it.
Anyhow, I have important business to talk over with, if you don't mind.
Oh, business can wait, Mick.
This can't. It's vital and imperative.
Why this ominous tone?
Well, Bing, you're in big trouble.
What trouble?
It's your songs. You need new songs, Bing.
I do. Uh-huh. Are there such things around?
Yes, and I know just the fellow to write them for you.
Who's that?
Yenor Yikum is the band.
Just a minute. What is Yenor Yikum?
Mickey Rooney spelled backwards.
Oh. That's your pen name?
My nom de plume, yes.
Well, Mickey, I appreciate your gesture, but I've been doing tunes by Jerome Kern and Birkin Van Heusen, uh-huh. Harry Warren, Johnny Mercer, Charlie LeVere,
yes, good
Irving
men.
Berlin,
good
Cole
men.
Porter.
Good men all. But they don't have the Rooney flavor, the touch.
They don't have it, huh? Those boys haven't got it, huh?
Nope.
Well, I knew you dabbled in songwriting, Mick, but I thought it was just a pastime. Perhaps you'd better break your tunes in on Hobby Lobby or Inner Sanctum or something. Huh?
Well,
take them
look,
over there.
Look, Pops, where? Bing, my tunes are great. Honest, they're sensational.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever written a song that went?
They all went.
That's it, huh?
You beat me to the punch there.
You're lucky you didn't go with them. It's a tough racket, Mick. Very tough. Difficult. I think you best forget it.
Oh, but I can't forget it, Bing. I must have a career.
What about your movie career? You're doing pretty good there, aren't you?
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret, Bing.
What's that?
I'm about washed up in pictures.
Hmm. You mean they're about ready to throw you to Leo the Lion out there? Culver City?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And, well, can't you see, Bing, I'm too young to die. You gotta help me. Look, I'm desperate. And, well, I know you'd never turn a fellow actor down. I hate to carry on this way.
Sensational performance. I never saw you better. But it's still no soap on your songs. Can't handle it.
But, Bing, think. We've been friends for years. We have so much in common.
It's true, Mickey.
We both play the drums.
Yes, but you play drums better than I ever did.
We both like racehorses,
yeah,
Bing.
Yeah, but your horses run faster than mine ever could.
We're both fathers.
Yes, but I think I cut you a little there.
By the way.
Tell me, how is your little son?
My little son?
Yeah.
He's a big boy now.
Is that so?
Sure. He's so big, I'm having his old clothes cut down to fit me.
Pretty nice arrangement. That's a good deal.
But look, how about my song?
No, some other time, Mickey, really.
But you can't do it. You can't do this to me. You can't turn me out into the cold and snow like this.
What do you mean, cold and snow?
I'm going to Sun Valley tomorrow. come on, Bing. Be a sport, huh?
Oh, Mickey, you don't need songwriting. You're doing all right without it.
Doing all right?
Sure.
Bing, do you realize that dextrose maltose is now 72 cents a can?
What's pablum? Is that up to?
And look, I'm not paying off the tidy-dighty baby laundry with old A coupons.
Got to have some loot. That's true. Master Rooney, the burning rays of your salesmanship have melted my icy exterior. If you've got a song I like, I shall sing it.
Bing, I don't know. I could kiss you for this.
Oh, it's no go. Deal is off then. Let me hear some of your titles. What are some of the songs you've composed?
Well, let's see. You'll love these here. I've got a few in the portfolio here.
Just happen to have them with you, huh?
Just happen to have a copy. Let's see. There's Mona from Pomona.
Nice.
Long Beach Longings.
Yes.
My Heart Rings in Palm Springs.
Novelty tune. Novelty tune.
Ventura Vera.
Yes.
Here's one you like, Cucamonga Cuddles.
Love it.
This is the Flash tune coming up.
What?
This is the Stan Kenton Flash tune.
What is it?
San Diego Sioux.
Wait a minute. Haven't you got any out-of-state tunes?
Sure, but I thought I'd start with California and work east.
Well, don't stop at every town. This is only a half-hour show.
But look, wait, here's some other ones.
What are they?
You'll be waiting around all of your life if you wait around for me.
Lovely sentiment.
Yes.
Lovely.
Here's My Tumbleweed Girl, Won't You Roll Home to Me?
It's lively. Lively.
Clutch Me Close.
That's a gripping number, isn't it?
Sweethearts of the Smog.
That's local. Local. What else you got?
Here's a tender thing.
Let me hear it.
Put down that axe and kiss me, Max.
How plaintive. How utterly plaintive.
Yeah, and Miami Moon, Find Chloe for Me.
Well, so long, Mick. I'll see you around.
So long. Wait a minute. Do you mean you don't like them?
Let's put it this way. Let's say that you're much more enthused over them than I am.
Wait a minute, Bing. Don't go yet. Here's one more. Take a look at this.
What is this? Oh, until the next time.
Until the next time.
How's it go, Mick?
Well, I'll never fall in love until the next time. I'll never fall again and break my heart. Wait a minute. I'll sit down here. I'll give you an idea how the melody goes. I'll never fall in love until the next time. I'll never fall again and break my heart.
Let's see, huh?
Try once.
I'll never fall in love until the next
time.
Wait.
Don't worry. You'll get it.
You think I'll get it, huh?
Yeah.
You got to take this to Bobby Breen or somebody in your age group?
No, please, you can
Baby Rosemary. Oh, hand me the lyrics. I'll take a shot.
Now, look, but remember, before you sing it, would you concentrate? Now, give it, you know, schmaltz, some feelings.
Yes.
Some, you know, sing it like you've never sung it before.
Don't worry,
Coach.
Don't worry, Coach. I'll come through for you.
Sell it.
I'll never fall in love until the next time.
Straight as a string.
I'll never fall again and break my heart. This may start a whole trend.
You're living it.
Until the next time, I'll dry these tear-stained eyes. 'Cause maybe someday you'll realize. I'm rewriting it a little for
Carried
you.
Carried right
mind.
On nicely, though.
I'll never fall in love until the next time.
Sell it, Pops.
And you will never, ever know how true I'd be.
Tenderly.
It's reminiscent a little, but if you never fall in love.
That's right.
Until the next time, I'd break my heart again to hope it's me.
Benny?
I'd like you to show that to Sinatra someday.
You were great, never better.
Those are harsh words, Michael, but I really do like your tune.
Well, someday I hope I may do the same for you.
Oh, just forget about it, Mickey. Peggy Lee now returns, and I hope to join her in a song called It's a Good Day.
Well, hi, Peg.
Hi, Mickey.
Say, Peggy, you got a minute? Look, I've got a little tune here I'd like to talk
Please,
to you about.
Please, Mickey, just a minute. We've got to do a little work here.
Oh.
Shall we take off, Peg?
Sorry.
You'll pardon us?
Sorry.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song.
And it's a good day for moving along.
Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong?
A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes.
And it's a good day for losing the blues.
Everything to gain and nothing to lose.
A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you got the right of way.
'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. Good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you got the right of way.
'Cause it's a good day for curing your ills,
and it's a good day for paying your bills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills,
'cause it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night.
Thank you. Thank you, Peggy.
That was really fine. Say, Bing, can I talk to you about something? I just got
now,
a flash.
Mickey,
I got an idea for a song.
We must be attentive. The Philco man has a commercial glint in his eye, and we must be as quiet
it's
as a mouse backing into a powder puff.
It's just a small...
This week starts us off on a new year of radio listening pleasure, and I'm not just spouting words. You're going to get a new kick out of radio in 1947 because all the great new electronic improvements from the Philco Laboratories are coming your way. Not that you are particularly interested in gadgets or engineering double talk, but you'll find that your new Philco puts you right down in front at the big comedy programs. The great symphony orchestras will sound richer and more brilliant on a new Philco radio phonograph. And there'll be more zip to the tunes from the name bands when you're listening on Philco's famous 1201. Yes, and wherever you go on your vacation, you can take your favorite radio programs with you, even on trains and planes, with Philco's sensational new portable.
But listen, Bing, this could be the old man river of our time.
Yeah, but
don't you...
Listen, Mickey, you're interrupting the commercial here.
Oh, golly, now I won't get paid, huh?
Well, see if I can get you an old tube or two. Stand by. Go ahead, Ken.
Maybe you haven't had a chance to hear the new Philco radios and radio phonographs yet, but when you do, you'll realize why Philco engineers say these new Philcos are 10 years ahead of your pre-war radio. And they're the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader, famous for quality the world over.
We used a new Gershwin tune some weeks ago. I believe it could stand a repeat this week. For you, for me, forevermore. It's bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see we found by finding each other the love we waited for. I'm yours, you're mine, and in our hearts the happy ending starts. What a lovely world this world will be, with a world of love in store. For you, for me, forever. Before the proceedings for this evening come to a halt, I'd like to thank Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer producers of Till the Clouds Roll By for Mickey Rooney's appearance tonight. Taking a quick gander into my crystal ball, I see that Al Jolson, the world's greatest entertainer, will be our guest next week.
Gee, Bing, do you think you could get Al Jolson to do one of my songs?
Well, I don't know, Mickey, but I'll mention it to him.
Casually or emphatically?
Oh, I'll give him a real pitch.
My pal.
Okay, boy. Glad to do it. Anytime. Good night, folks.
This program is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune into Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, and Bing's guest, Al Jolson. And for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
I'm Jake Longwell. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Upstate Radio Theater, distributed by Quality Radio Productions.